This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions.
We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I read something recently that has really stuck with me, that put a beautiful image in my mind that I find great pleasure in reflecting on, although it doesn't have much point. In his very interesting book, Walking One Step at a Time, Erling Kagge recounts how for 12 years, the Norwegian philosopher Arne Næss lived in a remote cabin in the mountains. Anytime he had visitors, he insisted that people take a different path to his cabin, so that no one single path would lead to his door. And as people approached the cabin, within a circumference of 7 feet, they had to step only on the rocks that were there, so that the cabin would be in the middle of nature, with heather, glacier buttercups, and alpine dryad growing. By changing the path and by using the rocks, he was able to observe the living, undisturbed vegetation from his window. After he moved out of the cabin, people always chose the most convenient route, as you might expect, and now there's a single man-made trail that leads to the cabin. I love conjuring up the image of this cabin surrounded by nature right up to the door. I'd never before realized how unlikely it would be to see something like that, or how much work it would take to maintain it. It's a beautiful image. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.